On that morning, all that I was told was that I had been found behind a dumpster, potentially penetrated by a stranger, and that I should get retested for HIV because results don't always show up immediately. But for now, I should go home and get back to my normal life. Imagine stepping back into the world with only that information. They gave me huge hugs, and I walked out of the hospital into the parking lot wearing the new sweatshirt and sweatpants they provided me, as they had only allowed me to keep my necklace and shoes. My sister picked me up, face wet from tears and contorted in anguish. Instinctively and immediately, I wanted to take away her pain. I smiled at her. I told her to look at me. I'm right here. I'm okay. Everything's okay. I'm right here. My hair is washed and clean. They gave me the strangest shampoo. Calm down and look at me. Look at these funny new sweatpants and sweatshirt. I look like a PE teacher. Let's go home. Let's eat something. She did not know that beneath my sweatsuit, I had scratches and bandages on my skin. My vagina was sore and had become a strange dark color from all the prodding. My underwear was missing, and I felt too empty to continue to speak. That I was also afraid, that I was also devastated. That day, we drove home, and for hours in silence, my younger sister held me. My boyfriend did not know what happened, but called that day and said, "I was really worried about you last night. You scared me. Did you make it home okay?" I was horrified. That's when I learned I had called him that night in my blackout, left an incomprehensible voicemail that we had also spoken on the phone, but I was slurring so heavily he was scared for me, that he repeatedly told me to go find my sister. Again, he asked me, "What happened last night? Did you make it home okay?" I said yes and hung up to cry. I was not ready to tell my boyfriend or parents that actually I may have been raped behind a dumpster, but I don't know by who or when or how. If I told them, I would see the fear on their faces, and mine would multiply by tenfold. So instead, I pretended the whole thing wasn't real. I tried to push it out of my mind, but it was so heavy, I didn't talk, I didn't eat, I didn't sleep, I didn't interact with anyone. After work, I would drive to a secluded place to scream. I didn't talk, I didn't eat, I didn't sleep. I didn't interact with anyone, and I became isolated from the ones I loved most. For over a week after the incident, I didn't get any calls or updates about that night or what happened to me. The only symbol that proved that it hadn't been just a bad dream was the sweatshirt from the hospital in my drawer. One day I was at work, scrolling through the news on my phone and came across an article. In it, I read and learned for the first time about how I was found unconscious with my hair disheveled, long necklace wrapped around my neck, bra pulled out of my dress pulled off over my shoulders and pulled up above my waist, that I was butt naked all the way down to my boots, legs spread apart, and had been penetrated by a foreign object by someone I did not recognize. This was how I learned what happened to me, sitting at my desk, reading the news at work. I learned what happened to me the same time everyone else in the world learned what happened to me. That's when the pine needles in my hair made sense. They didn't fall from a tree. He had taken off my underwear. His fingers had been inside of me. I don't even know this person. I still don't know this person. When I read about me like this, I said, "This can't be me. This can't be me." I could not digest or accept any of this information. I could not imagine my family having to read about this online. I kept reading. In the next paragraph, I read something that I will never forgive. I read that, according to him, I liked it. I liked it. Again, I do not have words for these feelings. It's like if you were to read an article where a car was hit and found dented in a ditch. But maybe the car enjoyed being hit. Maybe the other car didn't mean to hit it. Just bump it up a little bit. Cars get in accidents all the time. People aren't always paying attention. Can we really say who's at fault? And then, at the bottom of the article, after I learned about the graphic details of my own sexual assault, the article listed his swimming times. She was found breathing, unresponsive, with her underwear 6 inches away from her bare stomach, curled in fetal position. By the way, he's really good at swimming. Throw in my mile time if that's what we're doing. I'm good at cooking, put that in there. I think the end is where you list your extracurriculars to cancel out all the sickening things that happened. The night the news came out, I sat my parents down and told them that I had been assaulted. To not look at the news because it's upsetting. Just know that I'm okay. I'm right here and I'm okay. But halfway through telling them, my mom had to hold me because I could no longer stand up.